Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left to cry. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephone, opera house, favorite melody. I saw boys, toys, electric cars and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat skinny people, and all the tall short people, and all the nobody people, and all the somebody people. Never thought I'd need so many people. A girl my age. And I pulled her off. I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and the queer threw one.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey. Me and room service, babe. Me and room service, well, we're living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, you know you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town, wherever I have gone, wherever and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following down. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, whenever I throw them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama, I'll wake up older. And I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby. maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
He was 17 when he turned 21, fooling with some foolish things he could have left alone. But he had to try to satisfy a thirst he couldn't name, driven toward the darkness by the devils in his veins. All around the honky-tonk, searching for a sign, getting by on getting high on women, words, and wine. Some folks called him Crazy Lord, others called him free. We just called us lucky for the love of Billy D. Busy going his own way, speaking his own words, facing and forgetting every warning that he heard, making friends and taking any crazy chance he could, getting busted for the bad times and believing in the good. Billy took a beating from a world he meant no harm. The score was written in the scars upon his arm. Some felt he was paying for the life he tried to lead, but all we felt was sorry for our good friend Billy D. It may be his soul was bigger than them bodies ought to be, singing songs and bringing laughter to the likes of you and me. 'Cause the world he saw was sadder than the one he hoped to find, but it wasn't near as lonesome as the one he left behind. Yesterday they found him on the floor of his hotel, reaching toward the needle, Lord, that drove him down the hill. Some folks called it suicide, others blamed the speed. Just called it crucified with Billy D.O.D.
There's a song that Leith Ross couldn't make it through when she covered it at the My Indie Heart Workshop Friday morning. No, well, I mean, she made it all the way through eventually, but, yep. Got a little verklempt there towards the end, and you can see, you can hear why. Chris Christopherson there with Billy D. Yep. Leith Ross did a great version of that one. Sadly, her solo show was cut in half on Saturday afternoon. Her big solo concert going on. When was that? Check my thing here. It was at the Green Ash stage. But yeah, cut off due to lightning concerns, which never materialized, but, you know, I guess you can't be too careful. But that was a bummer. What are you going to do? So who knows what she might have done in that other half of her set. But the half we got was swell. And that workshop was just magic. What else did we hear in there? Oh, there it is. Jackson C. Frank, 1965, Blues Run the Game. produced by Paul Simon because he was a fan. Yep. And then him and Art actually recorded a version of that same song. Never released it until it came out on one of those box sets many, many, many moons later. But yeah, Paul Simon, a huge supporter of Jackson C. Frank. He was Sandy Denny's boyfriend for a while in England, although he's from the U.S. Yeah, a bit of a tragic figure. Only made one record, but it contains one of the great songs, covered numerous times. Nick Drake covered that song, for Pete's sake. We also heard in that set, where's my list? Oh, Cowboy Junkies doing David Bowie's 5 days. No, 5 years. That's longer. 5 years from Cowboy Junkies. We also heard Randy Travis digging up Bones, which was covered by Nick Shoulders this past weekend. And an old Terry Allen song started that set off. Amarillo Highway, as recorded by the formerly brothers, Amos Garrett, Doug Salm, and Gene Taylor. That one covered, strangely, oddly, and wonderfully, by Mally Velasquez. And she did a couple. She also did a Karen Dalton song, which made so much more sense. But I like the Terry Allen one, I gotta say. It was just so left field for her. It was great. But you know who won the cover set? If there is an award given to the most covered artist. And he's won before. He's a multi-award winner in this regard. Mr. Neil Young. Ironically, should have been in town tonight, for Pete's sake, at the ballpark. But he's not, is he? No. Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Neil got sick. Somebody got sick. Numerous people got sick. Canceled the whole dang tour. And, yeah, it should have been tonight. Neil Young at the ballpark. It's not. I don't know. Have we been refunded our money yet? I haven't seen anything. Not that I've been looking, but it hasn't jumped out at me. I don't know. I'll have to investigate. But yeah, no Neil tonight. We did hear plenty of Neil out at the Folk Fest, though. Bendigo Fletcher, in fact, did 2 songs. Gonna hear one of them from the album, After the Gold Rush. They did that one out at Birds Hill. They did another one, a week ago tonight at Times Change. They were, of course, the big secret band that played Times on Wednesday last week. And at it, while he was wearing his Neil Young t-shirt, which he continued to wear all weekend, the thing must have smelled bad. But yeah, Ryan, obviously a big Neil fan. They did Powderfinger at Times. And who else did? we'll talk more about these guys later. But Neil Francis attempted to do Down by the River. Kind of fell apart, though. But it was saved. He saved it and turned it into something else with the help of Roman Clark. It was actually a pretty great thing. We'll talk more about that workshop in a moment. But here's a bit of Neil for us on the day we should have got to see him, but we're not. Here's something she didn't do at Folk Fest. She could have, but didn't. This is from the soundtrack to some movie or other, or TV show. I don't know. I forget what. OBX3? What the heck is that? It's some sort of Netflix show. That probably stands for something. Yes, soundtrack from the Netflix series. This is Joy Ladikin, who had the best hat of the festival. Said the people versus, no, is the United States versus Bruce Springsteen. It's kind of an in joke for Bruce fans. Look it up. And Joy has stated on numerous occasions that she wants to be the black Bruce Springsteen. So you'd think she would have covered him, but no. But still, the hat was nice. It was a nice touch. She could have did this one. She didn't. But it's a Neil Young song from Joy Ladacoon here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Is it hard to make a see me, I'll be around for a while. I am lonely, but you can free me, all in the way that you smile. Tell me why.
Winnipeg, this is the Grogans reminding you that punches are coming in fast and hard here on Twang Trust CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg!
Not scripted at all.
From Australia, the Grogans with a number called Nowhere to Be from their latest record, Find Me a Cloud. The Grogans ripped it up something fierce at the Big Blue Thursday night. And yeah, so awesome. So awesome. And great bunch of guys, too. They were also part of a fabulous workshop. On when was it? Saturday morning along with the Mesthetics and Ibibio Sound Machine. No. No, they weren't. Sorry. No, it was Friday afternoon, or Friday late in the afternoon with Rosalie and the Mesthetics. That's it. That was the one. The Mesthetics, everybody's best pals this weekend. If you needed some serious, serious guitar playing. Man, that guy was something. Yeah, Grogan's. Grogan's. Great bunch of guys. Before that, we had the winner of this year's 2024 Winnipeg Folk Festival Covers Sweepstakes, Mr. Neil Young, covered more often than any other artist, at least by my recollections. We heard a song that Bendigo Fletcher covered, Tell Me Why, from the album After the Gold Rush. Would have been nice to present Neil with that award tonight. We were all set to do that, but show's canceled. Boo. Boo. We also heard at the top of that set, Joya Ladakun covering Neil's Out on the Weekend from the soundtrack to the Netflix series Outer Banks. Yeah. Never seen it. I don't know anything about it. But it's got a pretty swell Neil Young cover on the soundtrack for season 3. Yeah. Okay. There was this great workshop. It was mostly great. I shouldn't say it almost came to blows, but, you know, because I they're just too chill for it to have gotten that far, but in another life, maybe, I don't know. It was called Intercontinental Overdrive. It took place at Big Blue in the middle of the day on Sunday. There was Neil Francis, who I'd never knew anything about, but he was awesome. I didn't see his solo concert at Big Blue on Saturday night. I wish I had, but it was just no way. I left kind of early Saturday, and it's a good thing I did. I would have had a stroke, I think, otherwise. But yeah, I did catch Neil at a couple of workshops, and what a guy. He's like, I don't know, he's dreamy looking. Boy, you could get lost in those eyes pretty easy. And I don't know, he looked like he was kind of like a cross between Terry Adams of NRBQ and Jim Morrison, you know? But yeah, he had the Jim Morrison dreaminess going on in the best way. But anyways, and who knew a keyboard had a whammy bar? Did you know keyboards could have whammy bars? I didn't know that. But Neil's got one. Anyways, Roman Clark, local wonderkind, was part of that that workshop, along with Ariel Posen. And sounds like a good fit, you know, a couple of soul dudes and a hotshot rootsy bluesy guitar player. Sounds like a good fit, right? And it was kind of, sort of, sometimes. But I don't know, Ariel Posen, I don't know. A swell guitar player. I don't know him. Maybe he's a swell guy. But I don't know. Maybe just awkward stage banter. It was, I thought Neil Francis might have clubbed him in the back of the head at one point if he'd got a chance. And it would have, he'd have had it coming, I think. I mean, not really. I mean, it shouldn't come to violence, should it? No, it shouldn't. He didn't do anything that really deserved that. But at one point, he started doing a Billy Preston cover. And he had this idea to do it. It was his idea. And then he mentioned it to Neil. And Neil got all excited and says, oh, I could sing it. And no, and Ariel definitely wanted to sing it. So, okay. So so Neil said, okay, you go ahead. And it turned into a bit of a medley, a bit of a Billy Preston medley. But before launching into the tune, he says, you know, love him or hate him, Billy Preston had some really great songs. And Neil Francis's jaw dropped to the floor and said, hate him? Who hates Billy Preston? And yeah, like really? He was almost a Beatle, for God's sake. He played with the Rolling Stones. Who hates Billy Preston? I don't know. Apparently Neil knows some folks not fond of Billy Preston. And then there was the time that Ariel wanted to get a sing-along going with the crowd. And it just wasn't working. And I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what the song was. I mean, maybe if you're an Ariel Posen fan, you like this song. I can't claim to have ever really listened to an Ariel Posen song before, but he's doing some song and he wanted the crowd to sing along with it. And I never could understand exactly what the chorus was. It didn't really make any sense to me. I still don't, by the end of it, I didn't know what it was the crowd was supposed to be singing. I couldn't make out the words because they didn't really make any sense. I mean, if you knew the song, I guess it would make sense. But having never heard it, I couldn't figure out what it was he was saying. And it didn't really work as an audience participation number, but Ariel was really keen on doing it. And Neil had done just sort of an off-the-cuff, goofy little audience participation thing about, well, it started off as being a cover of Down by the River by Neil Young. Because he said he really wanted to do a Canadian song, like a real, real heavy-duty Canadian song, like something by Gordon Lightfoot or something, but he didn't know any Gordon Lightfoot songs. And somebody shouted out Neil Young and says, yeah, let's do Down by the River. And then, you know, you get one verse into it, and you realize he didn't know any more words. And Roman Clark had the best line of the entire weekend when that happened, because at some point Neil says, I don't know, should we abort this unless somebody else knows any more words? And Roman Clark says, words? Where we're going, we don't need words. And it eventually morphed into Bill Withers' Use Me, and it was just brilliant. It was a brilliant moment. That was my favorite line of the entire weekend. Props to you, Roman Clark. But at some point, while Neil was trying to remember some more words to Down by the River, he started doing something about being out in the woods. And this out in the woods started to be this thing. And people were kind of excited about screaming out in the woods. And then while Ariel was trying to do his audience participation number, and nobody was really getting behind it very well, Neil jumps out and starts singing Out in the Woods again. And then people went nuts and started doing that. And I'm pretty sure Ariel was pretty pissed. But it was, you had to be there. You really had to be there. Anyways, they got downright funky at that workshop in parts. And, yeah, words. They didn't need words. We'll be right back. We don't need words. There's the Billy Preston song we didn't hear at the Intercontinental Overdrive Workshop. Out of Space by Billy Preston. Before that, a couple of songs we did hear at that workshop. Hip Hug Her by Booker T and the MGs. And Funky Miracle by the Meters. Neil Francis and Roman Clark tag teaming for some serious funk at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this past weekend. And Ariel Posen was kind of off to the side pouting a little bit. He was fine too. So. So I got an email the other day. That's it for Folk Fest, I think. I wanted to squeeze in. I'm out of time. I'm talking too much is my problem. I wanted to squeeze in one more from the Lost Deans, but I know I'm not going to get a chance. My biggest disappointment of the festival, I think, was kind of the Lost Deans. And only because the more I listened to their record, their debut album called Meet the Lost Deans, the more I absolutely adore it. Definitely going to be way up there in my top 10 albums of the year list. It's going to be in the first three, I'm pretty sure. It's such a great, great, great record. The problem was it was only the two of them. The greatness comes at least partially from the band that's on here and the sound that they pull off on this record. And two girls and an acoustic guitar just wasn't going to cut it. And they felt it, too. I was actually talking with Casey Jane from the band, and they were actually a little miffed that the Folk Fest didn't want a spring for the band to come, considering everybody else had a band, it seemed. So, yeah, a bit of a wasted opportunity there. But what are you going to do? Anyways, we'll play more of them next week. We're going to play in a lot of that record. It's so great. But I got an email yesterday from our old pal Jeffrey Hatcher, and he was looking for a song that he wrote and recorded and couldn't find it. So who are you going to call? You're going to call the musicologist, right? And he was looking for one of the last songs that he wrote and recorded with Billy Cowsell as the Blue Shadows. But they never did release it. It's this great song called Someday You're Gonna Love Me. And he was looking for a copy, and he's wondering, maybe I had it. And it's like, well, yeah, I have the acoustic songwriting demo, and I have the Blue Shadows full band recording of it, and I have the Jeff Hatcher in the shower version of it. Do you want all three of them? So I sent him all of them. But and I wanted to play that, but we're not going to have time. Oh, but while I was searching for it, I came across a bunch of stuff that I hadn't really paid much attention to. I probably did when I acquired it decades ago and then filed it and forgot all about it. But I was going through some CDs that I didn't have labeled, and I was listening to all this stuff and just found some stuff that blew my mind. So we're going to blow your mind also here tonight with a couple. If we can fit them in, we're going to hear a couple of live tracks. And this one here, another acoustic solo songwriting demo from a song you know and love, kicked off a Blue Shadows album, Once Upon a Time. It'll kick things off in this set of music now. Here's the Blue Shadows from back in the day. Special acoustic version of Don't Expect a Reply on the Twang Trust. Oh, wrong. See, look at me. Here.
We got a blend.
They had a ball and chain, a beck and tie me down. They had a jail being made, a beck and hold me now. I hear some folks say he's gotta be insane. Well, yeah, it looks that way. Come a runaway train that's out of control. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, you can say goodbye, I won't be back again. But don't expect a reply, not from a runaway train. Oh, no, they can't catch me, 'cause they move too slow. Then I knew the game I started long ago. You see that I was here before the track was laid. I was the first to ride on that runaway train that's out of control. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, and you can say goodbye, I'm a runaway countryside. Then the cities grew, and now they reach the sky. Soon it'll hit the coast and roll right on through. Wish you could see the view from this runaway train that's out of control. No matter what it does, no matter where it goes,
But you can say goodbye. It won't be back again. But don't expect a reply.
Okay, let's turn it up. Let's back to the dance floor here.
Sick of Jamie!
Goodbye.